Monday, July 28th. Commemoration of Saints Nazarius, Celsus, Victor, and Innocent, Martyrs. The Lesson from Wisdom, Chapter 10, Verses 17 through 20. God rendered to the just the wages of their labors, and conducted them in a wonderful way. And he was to them for a covert by day, and for the light of stars by night. And he brought them through the Red Sea, and carried them over through a great water. But their enemies he drowned in the sea, and from the depth of hell he brought them out. Therefore the just took the spoils of the wicked, and they sung to thy holy name, O Lord, and they praised with one accord thy victorious hand, O Lord our God. The Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 9 through 19. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you shall hear of wars and seditions, be not terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet presently." Then he said to them, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be great earthquakes in diverse places, and pestilences, and famines, and terrors from heaven, and there shall be great signs. But before all these things, they will lay their hands upon you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. And it shall happen unto you for a testimony. Lay it up therefore into your hearts, not to meditate before how you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist and gainsay. And you shall be betrayed by your parents and brethren, and kinsmen and friends. And some of you they will put to death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But a hair of your head shall not perish. In your patience you shall possess your souls." Haydock Commentary. Josephus, in the history of the war in which Jerusalem was destroyed by Titus, relates at length many of the prodigies which were the forerunners of the dreadful end of this unfortunate city. During a whole year, a meteor, like a flaming sword, was seen impending over the city. There were likewise seen in the air appearances of chariots and numerous armies which pressed one upon another. On the night of Pentecost, the priests, after a confused noise, heard distinctly these words, "Let us go hence," which are supposed to have been spoken by the angels who had hitherto guarded and protected the holy city, but now were taking their leave of it. Josephus was in the Roman camp before the city during the siege, and an eyewitness of what passed on the occasion. These words were spoken to the apostles alone, and they were verified by most of them having been martyred and put to death before the destruction of Jerusalem. In some parts it is said that Christ himself will speak by the mouths of his disciples, as in this passage of St. Luke. In other places, as St. Matthew, that the Father will speak, and elsewhere in St. Matthew, that the Spirit of the Father will speak. In these different texts there is no contradiction, but a most perfect harmony. What one of the divine persons says, all three say, for the voice of the Trinity is only one. So says St. Ambrose. A hair shall not perish from the head of the disciples of Christ, because not only their most heroic actions and their public confessions of his name, but even their passing thoughts shall be crowned with adequate rewards. So says Venerable Bede. We then truly possess our souls when we live in all things perfect, and from the citadel of virtue command and control all the motions of the mind and heart. So says St. Gregory.